Okay, so we are sitting down in Pateros.
Yes.
Pateros, Washington. Yeah. And I am sitting with Kristen Wall and a toy room, and it's actually on beanbags, and I love it. I love this environment. This, I would recreate this in my bus. So the way that I came about your nonprofit, so it's 7 seconds.
Only seven seconds.
Yes. Yesterday I was walking downtown Chelan, and there was a boutique that had your sign on the front, and I was like, oh, that is really awesome. And so I did the little scanned QR code and then messaged you on Instagram, which right before you messaged me on Facebook today, I had pulled up my mail to email you because I'm like, well, maybe I should try emailing her or calling. I didn't know if there was a number on the bottom of that, but either way, you messaged me and I was like, heck yeah, I will hop in my bus and drive down this hill in the 100 degree weather and come meet you. So thank you.
We're both crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
I know you're like, is this crazy? I'm like, absolutely. But so take the floor, use this time to tell me all about what you do, why you do it, who it's serving, how people can contact you, how can people help you, all those things.
Okay. So Only 7 Seconds started with the concept in 2018. In February of that year, my son ended up bedridden for 23 days, and he was supposed to be playing district basketball, and they had won the championships, and they were on to regionals, and all of his sweet buddies, who pretty much have lived at our house off and on forever, and I love them like my own sons, I would see them on, you know, Snapchat or Instagram, and not taking that time just to even send a simple text. And so, you know, the first week went by, and Ethan's like, I don't think my friends like me. And I'm like, yeah, they do. I'm like, they're just busy. Well, then the second week would go by, and then he got really... He went into a deep, deep depression, and it made me realize how quickly a text could just change his whole entire, you know, outlook on life. And I realized that these boys, it wasn't because they didn't care, because I know they care, and they're really amazing young men. And anyway, it was just the fact that they needed the reminder, you know, like, hey, just, it would be really nice if you would check in on a friend or check on your friend who's sick. And so that was just this... You know, that's kind of the big overall story of I ended up doing a Mama Bear rant on Facebook and just said it only takes 7 seconds to reach out and check in on a friend. And so the backstory of that is I already had a nonprofit called Delight and Be, and it was for young women ages 16 to 22 and actually photography based. And mm-hmm. And over the years of doing workshops and retreats, the thing that I would hear over and over again is they would believe they were alone in their own struggles. So whether it was, you know, an eating disorder or an addiction or whatever it might have been, hard things, they would be sitting there sharing with me, you know, I'm really struggling with this. And then they would believe, you know, no one else is going through the same thing. And then, you know, a week later, I'd be sitting with a different girl hearing the same story. Right. And, you know, everybody's story is unique, but... We all have the same struggles, like the core, we all struggle, we all have our stuff. And so, and I think people need to be reminded of that, you know, that they're not alone in whatever it is that, that they're feeling alone in. And so, from that, we ended up in our local town, that November of 2018, we lost a young mom and her baby to suicide, and it was like devastating and tragic. And you know, being a creative entrepreneur, how hard it is to get a logo and the images and a website done. And I reached out to a friend, and within like 6 hours she was like, had the logo that I have on my shirt right here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my goodness, like this could actually be something. And and then I had one of my Delight girls who was a photographer. I said, can you possibly just come up with some really creative images? And within like 24 hours had these images, and we had this website just that fast. And our mission statement was about fighting isolation and how important connection is to fight isolation. And that was really started in February of 2019, which was obviously 2020, the buzzword ended up being isolation. So we had no idea. We ended up doing a bunch of school assemblies in April of 2019. And then we had planned on doing a ton in 2020, which got canceled. Mm-hmm. So then from there, when COVID hit, we ended up trying to be creative because we had to cancel those. So we did some online school assemblies. And then we created these hope notes that had a message on the front, they were school aged. So really tried to make it for all ages, kindergarten through 12, but that would have a positive message on the front. The first one was a cute little piglet one, I can't remember, from Winnie the Pooh. And then on the back of it would be a challenge, write down, the front would be something about gratitude, about how gratitude changes things. And then on the back would be write down 7 things that you're thankful for the day. And they're just simple things that they would hand out, in their school lunches. And then things have just progressed, and it's just kind of taken off. And so on the 7th of every month, we have it's called Share Day, which stands for Spread Hope and Remind Everyone. And individuals can do this. We've been taking little sticky notes and putting positive messages all over Walmart and Safeway and everywhere.
I love that.
And now we have Share Day team leaders, which are across the nation. And the premise of that is for someone like you to have your 7 people. It's kind of fun because you have an excuse to get together because you can go out to dinner afterwards or whatever. But
yeah.
And we have 2 Share Days right now that they're they're all amazing, but these 2 are rocking it, amazing. And they're that's funny, I didn't mean to say rocking it, but they're actually they're painting rocks, which sounds kind of cheesy, but uh-huh. They're doing these really beautiful artistic rocks with positive messages and then putting only 7 seconds on the back, and they're spreading them everywhere. And the stories of how people have found them, when they're not in a good place, we'll get messages. It'll be I found one of your rocks today, and I was not okay, and I'm in a really bad place, and it just reminded me that I'm not alone. And I'm oh, this is so cool. These Share Day teams, what we're doing is this month of July, so July 7th, it was to check in on your strong friends, and I happen to be one of those strong friends that mm-hmm. see you are as well.
People forget that we need
people.
Yes,
because we act like we have it all together.
Yeah.
We do sometimes. Anyway, and so that was the reminder this week this month was check in on your strong friends, those that act like they have it all together, that their highlight reel might look really great on Instagram mm-hmm. or, but those people are hurting too. Everyone is. And so this coming month, August 7th, is we're focusing on parents. And so it's a hard time of year for single parents that have kids going back to school. And mm-hmm. I was going to say, I became empty nest last year. So even empty nest moms, it's a hard time. It's a hard transition in life of, having your kids under the roof for years and years and they leave. And it's what's my life purpose is now or mm-hmm. purpose now. And so, and then adopted parents and foster parents and just any kind of parents out there is the focus. So it's find the Share Day team leader is what can we go do for somebody? If it's, going and, weeding their yard or doing something specific for a certain parent that they know that's struggling. And then also there's always spreading the rocks or the sticky notes or hope notes. And then we have businesses that have joined us all over the country. We started in coffee shops because I feel that's kind of where my heart is that's where the conversations happen, right? Where people put their phones down and they look at each other in the eye and say, how are you doing? And so the baristas all wear their t-shirts that on the 7th, and then they pass out the hope notes, and it just opens up conversation. So and that program is really developing right now. It's we kind of held off because schools have really taken off in the last few months because we had tragedy happen in our little tiny town. We lost 2 young men to suicide in March and April, and since then we've had to just kind of hold back a little bit on some of our stuff and really focus on schools because we see that being a need right now. So
I started tearing up when you were talking, and now I got glitter or something in my eye. And I can't quit. So how have you always had kind of how did you know it was going to be a nonprofit and not just something that you just kind of did. Like, right. I know you said it kind of started and it went really fast. But.
Right. So when I started Delight and Be back in 2012, it was I thought it was going to be a one-time photography retreat for young women. Mm-hmm. That was my thing. I came home and told my husband, I'm like, that was so awesome, but I'll never do it again. Well, then started a blog, and it was right when Facebook was going crazy. So then we ended up with 1,200 young women across the country who love photography that were in this group. And it was awesome, and it was, like, really interactive. And you don't think relationships can happen online, but they can.
Right.
And so in 2014, that had grown enough where someone said, you really need a nonprofit. Like, this is getting bigger than just doing it for a hobby or for fun. And so started the nonprofit in 2015, became official. And then we would do photography retreats for 25 young women. And then we ended up, I'd love to go show you. We've got a cute little house called the Delight House on our property, and it can sleep 7 girls. And that's where Marcia lives. And so she's kind of like the dorm mom. And so we have photography workshops and creative workshops and culinary arts workshops and music workshops. And so it's so much fun. But we had to shelf it because of COVID, which has been really hard. I've grieved that really hard. So in 2018, during one of the retreats, and we do those in Leavenworth, Washington.
Went through there. Super cute.
Isn't it cute? I know. We do. It's a fun place to do photo shoots. But the girls, I just kind of shared the premise, like, it only takes 7 seconds to check in on a friend. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, it's not a big deal just to send a quick little, hey, how are you doing? Or it's kind of like, I see you. I can see you're hurting. Or even just a simple, how are you doing? How's your heart? Mm-hmm. So I shared that in 2018 at the retreat, not thinking anything was going to come of it. And then it just, I would have conversations and people are like, oh. And like Ethan, my college age son, he had his buddies over and he was like, they're like, what's the big deal with only 7 seconds? Like, I don't get it. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of, that sounds bad. It's kind of stupid, isn't it? Like, how simple it is, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I just don't understand. And they're like, we see it everywhere. We see it in Seattle. We see it, like, blowing up. And I'm like, it is so simple that everyone can get it. And I said, how many of you, there were like 8 of his buddies sitting around eating lunch in my kitchen. They're like, I said, how many of you sat in your dorm room alone this year without a roommate and felt alone? And it was like, mic drop. Like, they were like dead silent. And I'm like, how many of you believe that you're alone in your struggles, whether it's, how real can we be on here?
Yeah, completely.
Porn addiction or whatever it is. How many of you feel like you're alone? And they were just like, oh, I get it now. I understand. And so it was like, I think it's so simple that, and it's for every age, every race, everybody. Like, and we all matter. We all have purpose. We all have value. And so we just need to be reminded that. I had to remind myself that today, that I have purpose in life, That
it was your birthday.
It's my birthday. What a weird thing. What a great birthday gift to meet you. So
what a way to spend your birthday.
Yeah, in my grandkids' playroom on the floor with a stranger.
But it makes you feel young at heart.
Yeah, it does.
For sure. How can people help support you or help contribute to what you're doing?
Well, we have our website is just only7seconds.com, which will explain more. Our whole mission is about fighting loneliness. That's our heart is for, it's funny because our mission is so much the same about wanting people to feel seen. Life is different when we feel seen. Like, even I had crap hitting the fan like crazy, and we had a car accident last week, and our septic system's all messed up, haven't had running water for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what that feels like.
I know you do. I was like, you get it.
I have water.
I have to come to my daughter's house to take a shower. And so I was just feeling kind of ugh today when I woke up, and I had a friend that reached out, and she was just like, a quick little thank you, that what you're doing does matter. And it was like, I just needed those quick little words, and I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah. I needed this probably as much as you did, because I 5 days ago, I'm like motivated and super ready. And then now I'm like, I have got to drive 2,000 miles.
Oh.
But I have like 4 interviews along the way. And then like today, I was just kind of like, I'm not really feeling like in the greatest of moods. And so when you messaged me, I was like, yes, I'll be there. 20 minutes. I'm like, let me pack up all this stuff.
We're
and
crazy.
Then I was like, I know what it is. It's like, it's nice to feel motivated. One, you get motivated by other people who are doing great and awesome things too. Yeah. And then I'm also like, when I looked at your website, I was like, okay, this is totally in line with like what I'm doing. And like, to know that there's other people out there that care about other people and care, you know, enough to do something about it. That's a, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So, and I love your colors.
I know. We match. I know. Oh.
Which is awesome. Okay. So you have Instagram.
Yes.
You have Facebook.
Yes.
And they're all the same.
Yeah.
Same.
Only 7 seconds with the number 7, not written out.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Any last tidbit? I know this is a quick one,
yep.
But I also know you guys celebrate your birthday. So, you know, anything you haven't been able to cover?
I think we got it. I just want to, you're amazing.
Oh.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I love what you do. And just like, I haven't even gotten a chance other than being on your Instagram quick and your, but I was like, oh my gosh, your heart is so much the same. Like, I was blown away. Just reminding people of their value and their purpose.
People need it.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched too many friends either die or unhappy, or they're sick and lose their life before they should. Like, not necessarily from suicide, but just from cancer or from anything else. But I've just been around so many people like you where people are struggling all the time, and we walk around with these faces of like nothing's bothering us because we're either taught to, you know, suppress our emotions. But then when we find out that other people have those same things, there's just like a relief to it.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, okay, cool. I can find community. I can find somebody else who's struggling through that same thing.
Yeah.
And then I can make it the next step.
Right. And I think the thing that I've, you know, when I've worked with young women, I'm like, you will find such beauty when you think outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you start serving and seeing other people, it brings healing to you.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. And photography was that for me. I mean, that's another cool thing that we share in common is
awesome.
I love photography and being able, and I think the thing for me, even working with brides or young women taking their senior pictures, it's like, as photographers, we can see their beauty. Like, we've been given that gift of like putting a camera up to our face and looking at them and being like, you are so beautiful, but they don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, you just pray that they can see and understand how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
And I think
that's where the name Beautiful Strength came from.
Oh.
Well, part of it came from, well, I've struggled with my weight my whole life, but I was in really good shape for a hot minute, and a guy was like, oh, you're turning into the Hulk, and I was like, it's Beautiful Strength, and I was doing boxing, but I tattooed it on my arms, because when I hold my camera, I'm constantly telling people how beautiful they are, and then it's strength to hold up the camera and strong, and then that was 10 years before I even started the nonprofit, and when I started this, it actually started as just a single picture of myself. I wanted to do something that didn't have Photoshop, didn't have a filter or like all those types of things. And it was just going to be a picture of me. And then as I started telling people about it, and then The Greatest Showman came out too, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And it was a This Is Me. And so I'm like, okay, I put a post out on Instagram. I'm like, I'm going to do a This Is Me photo shoot. And I was working on a different project at the time called Yeah, That's My Jam, which was like for creatives that haven't made it, but they're not just starting. And when I was walking around the lake one day, I was like, man, I just like this a lot better. And then I was like, well, what would I call it? What can be inclusive? What can be like, it's not just for women, but it's for men too. And then I was like, oh my God, it's already like written
it's
on
there.
Me. Yeah, because life can be...
So you already had the tattoos before you even named your... Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, but life can be really beautiful, but it's also really messy. It can be horrible,
It
takes a lot of strength to get through it. So,
yeah.
And then there's a gym in like Austin, Texas or something that has... but I have the org, and I don't have it trademarked. No, trademarking is really expensive. If
yes,
anybody
it
uses
is.
And wants to do it,
I can help
go
you.
For it. But yeah.
I can put you in touch with the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We finally trademarked only 7 seconds last year, so
it
feels good to have that
check
marked off the list. All the behind-the-scenes stuff that's not fun.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's like, man, there's like the events, the things, yes. it's a nonprofit has been probably the hardest thing I've ever started. And I've done LLCs, yeah. I've ran $4 million companies, all those things. Nonprofits are like,
they're a beast.
They should be called profit for good, because I think people yes. hear nonprofit and they think you don't need money for them. And actually you do, you need a lot of money for them, but it's yeah. also, it's a ton of paperwork. It's legalities. And like you, when I sat down with my lawyer the first time, he goes, how personally attached to this are you? And I'm like, very. And he's like, well, just so you know, if it's a nonprofit, it could become not yours. And I'm like,
what? I know.
Like,
I know.
That's so true. So, but it's still totally mine. But
yeah.
But the thing about it, though, too, is like, if it would have just stayed at that one picture,
yeah,
it would have gone nowhere. The only reason that this continues to go is, one, there's a need for it.
Yep.
And two, there's people like you who can connect to it. And then we can connect and share and like
yes.
kind of help each other.
Right.
But also it's like community, people brave enough to stand up and right. say, absolutely. Like the lady, even having that sign outside of your shop yeah. is bravery to a certain extent, because yeah. you're showing, one, that you care. And two, like, here is a piece of me that says it's right. okay to come in.
Yes.
And she was really cool, too. I can't remember her name, but she was awesome. But, okay. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
I love that it's new recording 7. I don't know why it says 7, but it's a great number for you.
It is a great number.
Yeah. All right. So, and say where we can find you again.
Only7seconds.com. So, okay. number 7.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.